we are here with another update. I know it's a little, it's 1:05. Sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was able to reconnect, because I know it has been some time that we have spoken. Unfortunately, I am going to schedule these monthly, just to keep you all up to date, as we thought that maybe this would be coming to an end, and then presented with the Delta variant, which is really, really scary for all of us, and we just need to stay connected, keep you guys updated as much as possible. And I know that you do get the letters that social work comes, hands out or emails you, but I just thought that it would be important for us to at least do a monthly call until hopefully something changes. So Adrian is here with me. She just, she's here for support. She doesn't really have much to report out on. So she's in my office with me. So sadly, like I said, we are still talking about this COVID, especially with this very scary Delta variant. Our positivity rate is about 6.5% today in the county. So we're not showing any improvement. It's definitely getting worse. The vaccine is still important to get. As I tell the employees and other people in my family, that it does reduce the symptoms of COVID significantly. So we are still communicating and educating people on that. So we do now have 3 residents that are COVID positive. We had 2 more pop up today during our outbreak mass testing, and the social workers is in process of calling all those families that are in Cottage 1, Home 3. That's where the residents were positive. And like I said, they did have very mild symptoms. I do believe that they were very close friends, social people, so that might have contributed. But like I said, they were vaccinated and very mild symptoms, so that's the good news. We do have 10 employees that are out with active COVID. Most of them are nursing employees, and it's about 50-50. Some were vaccinated and some were not vaccinated. This variant is just spreading like wildfire. So I just want to stress to you that we did receive an emergency regulation last night from the health department, and it is strongly, strongly encouraging that we have to make sure people are wearing face masks. So please make sure that when you're in common spaces, when you're in your loved one's room, that you keep the face mask on. They're actually looking at to penalize facilities that do not have some process or policing people to wear their face mask. So it's just extremely, extremely important to wear the face mask. So I'm sure most of you have known about the New York State mandate of the vaccine for health care workers. So that's nursing home workers, hospital workers, and many other entities of health care. We are at 83% for a vaccination rate for our employees. So since the mandate, we have seen some folks sign up for the vaccine. Some people are talking more about it. Some people will end up leaving the industry and going to do something else. I'm not quite sure what exactly they would do, but there's other opportunities of employment, even though some other employments are actually also looking at mandating the vaccine. So I hope it doesn't come to that, but that would definitely not help our staffing challenges that you've heard me talk about. And this continues to be very problematic for the Jewish home, and not much has changed with our numbers of vacancies, unfortunately. We did hire an agency and has not provided with any staff thus far. If they had any staff that they sent us over, their profiles, they're not vaccinated. So that's another significant challenge or issue for us. So hopefully people out there, even in the healthcare agency staffing, will get vaccinated. So as all of you are aware, we are moving in the process with taking 12 more beds offline, and that's Cottage 3, Home 3, because of the staffing challenges. And we still have our half of a unit closed in the tower on the second floor, and that's not going to reopen anytime soon. Until this staffing crisis hopefully improves. So our communication went out to the families in Cottage 3, Home 3. We did have a Zoom call. We have another follow-up Zoom call with that home, just to keep them aware, because things can move very quickly or things can move very slowly in this process, because we are 100% in committing to place all our residents somewhere here at the Jewish home. No matter how long it takes, if it's cottage, if it's a different cottage, if it's a tower, so that is, that process is in place. And there's just a lot of steps that we need to take with the residents and the staff and the families. So that is pretty much all I have right now. The other thing I just add to that, we did have our annual Department Health survey. That was, now I think it's about 3 weeks ago, and they just showed up one morning. There was about 10, maybe 10 plus surveyors. Nurses, clinical nutrition, sanitarians, social workers that came in and looked at over 40 charts, interviewed many, many residents, interviewed family members, interviewed staff, looked at areas of care, personal care, pressure ulcers, UTIs, many, many quality measure things that they look at, weight loss. And we did end up with one deficiency, which is really, really good. And that was more of a administrative, a reporting mechanism. It was a day later than it was that we should have reported it or called it into the state. So that was really good, and the staff were very, very happy with the results, just because of the times that we've been living in and the struggles that we've been having. There were some comments about staffing from our family members and from some of our residents that made sure that they told the health department that we didn't have the staffing levels that we had, which they're fully aware of that. It's not a surprise. And the comments that they left for the Jewish home is that we are very lucky that we have the staff that we do have, because there's a lot of facilities that are in a lot worse shape than we are, and that this is one of the best run nursing homes that they have seen. And we are there. They like to come here because it's well organized and it's well managed and it's well run, and there's a lot of good staff here that really deeply care about the residents. So that was very nice for them to say that, and I did share that with many, many staff members, because they worked very, very hard, and they continue to work very hard. So I also appreciate all of you and your comments and your support, and just continue to keep us in your thoughts and prayers, and wear your face mask and do everything that you can to help us keep the residents safe and our staff safe. So thank you all very much, and that will end the call for today.